It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome to the Fort Site Fieldhouse on the Wayne Street Market pregame show. And me, Reese Rice, joined alongside of me, Ryan Braun, two former ending basketball players. Yeah. I mean, I didn't play my senior year, but I had a fun time doing it. But.
So welcome, Indian fans.
Yep.
Looking for our varsity matchup.
Yeah.
Got the Shawnee Indians in town. They're looking pretty skilled, and they're posing a pretty good record. They are 16-2, and Indians are, what are we, 9-9,
I think. 9-9 when 2-6 in the MAC.
Yep, 9-9. So Indians are going to have their work cut out for them tonight. But yep. I'm interested to see after we bounce back from the
St. Henry loss.
Devastating loss to St. Henry last night. I don't know. It should be interesting for how hot this JV team was in the game before. I'd hope to see the Indian get a little bit of that heat.
Yep, and I didn't really hear, Neil never told me about the how the bowling tournament went at the community lanes in Minster, but some of you, I mean, listeners out there who know, please text them to me, and I'll be sure to mention, remember, coming up next week, Tuesday, girls are at Salina, Thursday, girls are at New Bremen, Friday, the boys host the Cardinals here at the Fort. Yeah, last night, Bronny, I mean, I don't know if you were here or not, but it was a devastating loss for the Indians. And just, I mean, Coach Bayshore was not pleased at all. And, I mean, it's just, I mean, he can't put it to us. And
I mean, Zach Niekamp shot the ball unbelievable. I've never seen him shoot it that well. I think he had 11 in the first 3 minutes. And, I mean, the Indians also in the offensive class were getting killed. And bunch of turnovers, just nothing quite was going right for the Indians. So.
Yep, so we're going to take a commercial break. We do not have a talk with the coach, so this commercial break will be about two-ish minutes. So we'll be back after this here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show on Fort Recovery Radio.
Wayne Street Market has some great specials on steaks. You can get 2 8-ounce Choice Angus New York Strip Steaks or 2 8-ounce Choice Angus Ribeye Steaks for only $12 now through February 14th. These beautiful steaks are waiting for you in their deli counter, trimmed and ready to go on your grill. Don't miss out on this deal. For only $12, you can get 2 Choice Angus Beef Steaks, New York Strip or Ribeye at the Wayne Street Market now through February 14th.
Full Brothers of Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters and depend on our quick starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperature. Visit Full Brothers in Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
It's cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And we're back here at Sports 8 Fieldhouse on the Wayne Street Market pregame show. And I'll go over the starters for both teams. Starting for the Indians will be number 2, Peyton Judy. Number 3, Derek Judy. Number 12, Clay Schmitz. Number 15, Noah Larrington. And number 23, Regan Martin. And for the Lima Shawnee Indians, I'm not even sure how you say that. Number 2, Justin...
I think that H would be, just put it right in.
Number 5, Caprella.
Yeah, I'd go.
Number 24, O'Neill. Number 32, Mangus. And number 34, Elver.
Yikes.
Have fun with that, Brian.
Oh, I will. So the Shawnee Indians are starting 3 seniors and 2 sophomores, so a little bit of experience there, mixed with a little bit of youth, so
yep, and
should be interesting.
2 seniors, a junior, and 2 sophomores. Yeah. There's your starting lines for both teams. Remember, coming up next week, the girls will travel to Salina Tuesday. Thursday, girls are at New Bremen, and Friday, the boys will host the New Bremen Cardinals here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Still a good crowd. Bronny, a few people have probably left. I mean, it's still open. So the top's pretty open on both sides now. So if you can't make it, be sure to make a worthwhile effort to come up here to the Fort, but always can listen here on Fort Recovery Radio.
Oh, yeah. We're making them want to stay on the rest of the stop. You got a little confidence. So.
And the, if I can find my sheet for the officials for tonight's game, I don't know where it went. Do you have it?
Have what?
The officials for tonight. I don't know where it went. Oh, it's right here. John Derberry.
Derberry.
Woohoo! Mike Brian. Brian News. I don't know how you say that last name.
Schoonover?
Schoonover? I don't know.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
Wow. It's not the best of pronunciation, so.
Derberry's here, though.
Yeah.
And we're going to take a break for the national anthem. We'll be back to start the team cover tip-off here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thank you to Wayne Street Market for the pregame show, as always. We'll be back after this from Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Street Market is a whole lot more than just the best place around to buy your groceries. You can also get great food that's ready to go. At breakfast, lunch, or dinner, just stop by their deli and get a great hot meal from their grab-and-go selections. Breakfast sandwiches, roasted chicken, oversized smoked chicken quarters, and more. Pick out what you like and choose a couple of their great hot and cold side dishes, or choose their soup and salad bar. They have a lot of great food ready to go, or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays when you can get their delicious tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $3.49. Wayne Street Market, it's faster and better than fast food. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
In February, everyone's thoughts turn to Valentine's Day and those we love. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'd like you to think about the people you love all month long and remember the importance of protecting the people you love from the risks they face. Join us inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group protect your home, auto, farm, business, and more, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make you your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
And we're back here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show. About to start the Tin Cupboard tip-off here to start the Lima Shawnee Indians against your own Fort Recovery Indians. Like I said, starting for the Indians tonight will be number 2, Petey Judy, number 3, Derek Judy, number 12, Clay Schmitz, number 15, Noah Larrington, number 23, Regan Martin. So a very good JV game right before this game. Scoring for just the Indians, or for Recovery Indians, Kobe Wendell had 6, Russell Gale had 2, Dorris had 1, Ian Holmes had 17, Ben had 7, and Ryan Post had 19. And earlier today, Coach Patch's girls lost to Triville. Again, tough one, 49-43 in OT. The Indians are coached by Mike Bayshore alongside Scott Lean, Coach Hubbard, and Mr. Bob Leverett. And the coach for Lima Shawnee Indians, Mark Triplett, assistant coach Nick Berkey, and Newitt Triplett. So I'm guessing maybe brothers, maybe?
Brothers. Yeah, that'd probably be a pretty good guess.
So a very good crowd here tonight for the Indians. Our quarter sponsors tonight, first quarter, Fort Recovery Insurance, second quarter, Cal Pharmacy, third quarter, Fire Mechanical, and fourth quarter, Wrangler Hardware.
Oh, Harold Peely's voice, man. Just something about it. Get you ready to go on a Friday night, Friday or Saturday night in Fort Site Fieldhouse.
Yep. And thank you to the Wayne Street Market pregame show. And we're entering the 10 cover tip-off, and always the Hall Brothers foul line will be mentioned throughout the game when players step to shoot some free throws. So Harold Peely and Bob Stogler are back after a good week or two of them not having them. Is pretty rough, but the principal did a very good job announcing, and you can never complain about Harold Peely, like you said.
It's just something about it. It's iconic, man. It's just burned into my brain that I love it. You know what I mean?
Start the game.
Oh.
We'll be entering the Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter right after the Tin Cupboard tip-off.
And O'Neill will jump for Shawnee, it looks like.
And usually Noah Lawrence will jump for the Indians. I think Noah Lawrence is going to get this tip. Prediction?
I think it's going to be close, but Noah is pretty good at it.
Yeah. Starting the game for the Indians, Clay Schmitz, Regan Martin, Peyton Judy, Noah Lawrence, and Derek Judy. Thank you to Wayne Street Market. We're in a team covered tip-off into the first quarter for Recovery Insurance, and Noah Lawrence will get the tip.
That was the weirdest tip-off I've ever seen.
So Derek Judy across the timeline with it. You'll give over to Clay Schmitz in the corner to Regan Martin. I think this is the first time this season Regan Martin has started for Coach Bayshore. Petey Judy had the ball around the center court. Petey will go middle with a pull about 8 footer up and falling good. So the Indians are on the board first.
So Benke will take it the other way.
He gets down in the corner. He looks inside and instead swings up to O'Neill at the top of the key. He then swings it over to number 5, Caprella. They get it over to Benke, and he finds Caprella in the opposite corner. He touches 3. It's up and no good. So Derek will get the board. He'll just up a PDC for 3 upping. No good. It looked good from here.
Benke gets the rebound. Benke pushes up the right-hand side. He then finds Elwer down in the post. He gets He puts it up. No,
oh,
gets the rebound, puts it up again and misses. But then Noah comes up with it, loses it. O'Neal has it now for Shawnee. He then gets it over to Caprella. And it's up and good.
I guess he's probably most likely just a three-point shooter. I mean, two threes already in the first two possessions, and he sinks one, so he's one for two so far. Derek Jeter will dish off to Noah Lawrence. Noah Lawrence will put a hook shot. No good. Rebound by number 34.
Over. So Caprella pushes it for Shawnee. He kicks it out to Benke. He calls out his play. He swings it over to O'Neal on the left wing. O'Neal gets it back up to Mangas at the top of the key. He then swings it over to Caprella on the right wing. He gives it over to Elworth, back over to Benke. He then gets it down into Mangas on the short corner. He puts it to 10-footer. It's up and good.
So it will give Lima Shawnee a 5-2 lead, and he's down three. Petey Jeudy will go all the way a hole and one.
Nice quick move by Petey Jeudy.
Slicing to the defense like butter. The left-handed layup for the and-one.
So we'll step to Hall Brothers, foul line for one.
The Petey will pump his free throw. Is up and no good. Rebound by number 24, O'Neal for Lima Shawnee. And he gets up the court fast. He kicks out to Caprella. He puts up another three. And it's an air ball. Rebounded by Mangas, but his foot was out of bounds, so it'll be Indian basketball.
That was, I mean, if you had put a little bit more on, that was good. I mean,
yeah, it was a pure shot.
Yeah. He can shoot for sure.
So the Indians will get back. Derek Jeudy will bring it up for the Indians. So across the timeline with it. Guarded by number 2, Benke. So Petey will drive and pick up his dribble, give out to Derek Jeudy. Derek will drive and dish out to Regan Martin. Regan will dribble around, pick up his dribble and walk with it, but no call. He'll give over to Derek Jeudy. Derek Jeudy will then get double teamed. You'll find Regan Martin. 5:01 left here in the Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter. And Lima Shawnee's bench is going crazy because they're getting a good defensive stand here, Brownie.
But the Indians are in what we call Indian, which is just our pretty much four out.
Yeah.
Spread it out and see if, you know, one guy can't drive the bucket. So Petey throws a 15-footer up and no good. Beat him by Caprella. They get over to Benke. He dribbles up the right-hand side, gets a screen from Elwer. He finds Elwer on the roll. He puts up the layup. It's up and no good.
Rebound by Noah Leonard. He'll get it off to Petey Jeudy, and he'll slow it down. He'll pass up to Derek Jeudy. Derek Jeudy will find Clay Schmidt. Clay at the free throw line. He'll drive right, try to go middle with it. It'll be stolen away, actually.
Benke steals it. He kicks it out to Caprella. He looks at the three, decides to drive, and kicks out to Benke for three. His three is up and no good, but rebounded by Mangas. He puts it back up and in. Offensive rebound still killing Indians tonight like it did last night, so we got to figure that out. Get a box out and get us some rebounds.
So the Indians will get back. Derek Jeudy will drive middle on the left side, and he'll put up a shot up, no good. Rebounded by Derek Jeudy himself. He'll lose it, and it'll be a jump ball, and it will go to Lima Shawnee. Not sure. We talked about this before, but I'm not sure what conference the Lima Shawnee Indians are in. We're thinking of WBL, but, you know, I'm guessing Coach O probably knows. So Coach O could text Ryan or me or tell us. I think they're in the WBL, like you said, Ryan. I think you're right. So Benke will dribble around for Lima Shawnee, and number 32, Manger, will put up a three up, no good. Rebounded by number 5, Caprella. He'll put back in, so it gives the Lima Shawnee Indians a 9-4 lead here in the Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter. Peyton Jeudy will get a screen by Noah Lawrence. He'll put up a shot, and he'll be fouled. So he'll go to Hallberg's foul line for 2. So far, Peyton Jeudy is 0-for-1 at the line. He'll step up for 2 more. Grant Canapke and Gavin Toby and Blaine Toby will check in to the game after the first free throw. And number 30, Berkey will check in for Lima Shawnee. PG's first one up is no good. He struggled last night, Bronny, in the first half, shooting some free throws, and he eventually got a little better at the very end.
I think this year is the most free throws I've ever seen PD miss, so maybe just a little something off in his free throw shot, but I'm sure he'll figure it out.
So he'll get one more, he'll fire it on up there, and it's good. Nothing but net. So it gives Denny now a 9-4 deficit, or 9-5 deficit.
So Barker takes it up for Shawnee. He finds Caprella, who then finds Mangus up the top of the key. He kicks it over to Barker, who then finds Berkey at the top of the key. He puts up the three. It's up and no good. Rebounded by number 20, Hutchins. He puts up the putback, and it's up and no good.
So the Indians get back. KDZ will fire up a three up. Too long. No good. Rebound by number 20, Hutchinson.
He gets it up to Caprella. He's spin moves to the right left, and it's up and good. Coach Bayshore not happy about it, so he calls a timeout. He's tired of seeing these offensive rebounds and turnovers. So if Coach wants a timeout, we're going to take one with him. Be right back after this.
It's cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
And we're back here at the Portside Fieldhouse in the Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter. Indians down 6. So Derek Judy will bring it up for Fort Recovery. He'll give it to Blaine Toby. Like I said, Fort Recovery Indians are down 6. And I'm going to have to start correcting myself because Lyman and Shawnee are also called the Indians.
Yeah. So stop. Can I ask you? We'll just refer to them as our Indians, like we own them or something.
So Gavin Toby checked in the ballgame after the last free throw. Give it over to Clayton Pearson, over to Blaine Toby. Blaine will fire it over to Grant Canapi. Grant Canapi will fire up a three up, no good. Rebound by.
I like that shot, though. So Shawnee presses it up to Caprella. And, I mean, that was the easiest transition bucket I've ever seen. The Indians just didn't get back.
Yeah.
So easy, too, for Caprella.
Derek Hugh will bring on up. He'll get screened by Blaine Toby. He'll use it. He'll find it. Gavin Toby. Give it to Blaine Toby. Blaine will go middle. Put a shot up. No good. Rebound by Lima Shawnee. And they'll push it up to number 5, Caprella. And it's out of his hands. He'll go back to Fort Recovery. That's what I'm not dissing the Indians, but when Fort Recovery does have P on the floor, they struggle with Brownie. A lot of teams are figuring out if P's on, and this team's pretty dang good, and if he's not, this team struggles to score.
Yeah, and it's tough.
So Derek Judy gets screened by Gavin Toby. He'll find Blaine Toby. Blaine will pump a shot up, no good. Rebound by Lima Shawnee, and he'll go a foul against Blaine Toby, pushing him back. So,
which we're fine with that.
Yep. So I'm going to stay back in the game for Blaine Toby. So Lima Shawnee will get back.
And number 30, Berkey will pick it up for the Shawnee. And the NT kicks it over to O'Neill, who finds Caprella at the top of the key. That gets it back over to Berkey. And then gets it over to Barker. He drives, puts up a floater. It's up and no good. Rebounded by the Indians.
Gavin Toby wide open for three. Up, no good. Rebounding will be out of bounds off White. Clayton Pearson. And it'll go back to Lima Shawnee. Not a very good start, Brian. I'm probably not the start. Coach Bayshore is one down 13-5 here in the Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter. Number 10, Barker will bring on up. He'll give it over to O'Neill, and he'll find Caprella up for two. Up, no good. Rebound by. He'll be out balance, and we'll go to the Indians. Clay Schmidt checking back in the game for Clayton Pearson. And Canapi coming in for Derek Judy.
Shawnee's coach not caring for Caprella's shot choice there.
Come on.
The PD walk on up. 23 seconds left here in the 4 recovery inserts first quarter. Connecticut has on the left wing.
Good drive baseline. Just try to dish out and it's thrown away.
It's thrown away by Berkey. He gets it up to Barker. Barker crossing the half-court stripe. He looks to get a screen from Hutchins. And then he passes it to Caprella. There's going to be a foul call. For a reach in on Grant Canappy. That'll be his first of the ball game. Deshaun Abel sit and like look to take it out, side out of bounds. And Berkey gets it into Barker. He pulls up from the top of the key. It's up and good for three right before the end of the first quarter. So that will make our score 16-5 after the first quarter. So with that, we're going to take a short break and be back. Actually, we got to give a little shout-out to our first quarter sponsor, Fort Recovery Insurance. And we'll be right back after this.
In February, everyone's thoughts turn to Valentine's Day and those we love. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'd like you to think about the people you love all month long and remember the importance of protecting the people you love from the risks they face. Join us inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group protect your home, auto, farm, business, and more, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp with Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned health board pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kalp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you will be sure to find the perfect gift. We have gifts for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And we're back here at the Portside Fieldhouse with RT Cal Pharmacy second quarter. Thank you for recovery insurance for the first quarter. And we're hoping Cal Pharmacy can give them our Indians a little bit better push in the second quarter.
Yeah, a little luck. Nothing against the Fort Recovery Insurance.
No.
Still got a lot.
Wow, and Coach Bayshore is going to take a timeout.
He doesn't like what he's seeing, so
we'll just keep it here, Brownie.
Yeah.
Next week, Tuesday, girls are at Salina. Thursday, then the girls, or Coach Patch's girls, will head to New Bremen to the Nest. Take on the Lady New Bremen Cardinals, and Friday, the boys will host New Bremen. I don't think Coach Bayshore used 10 seconds of that timeout. He sends his boys right back on the court.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of words of wisdom he gave there, or if he just said,
let's go.
Yeah, that's pretty much probably all about he had to say there with about 20 seconds into the second quarter.
So Derek Judy will pick up his dribble, give it to Clay Schmidt. Clay on the right wing, he'll drive middle, put about 5-footer up and off the backboard, ain't good. So
that's a big part.
Yep.
So Barker will take it up the right-hand side for Shawnee. He finds Berkey at the top of the key. He then swings it over to Mangas. He then swings it over to Barker in the left corner. He puts up a three. It's up in. No good.
So they need to get back. T.G. will give it up to Grant Canappy. He'll try to get to Noah Aronson. No good.
We're not too happy with the pass Grant Canappy has. So.
And then he pulls up for not a great foul, and that gives him two, so he's going to take a C, and he's... Yeah, Coach Bayshore is not happy.
So Regan Martin will sub in for him. So Elwer has it on the right wing for Shawnee. He then finds Mangas at the top of the key. Swings it over to O'Neill. He looks to go baseline. Kind of gets caught, so he throws it off Clay Schmitz's leg out of bounds. So Shawnee looks to take it out from the baseline. Barker gets it into Elwer. He then finds Mangas at the top. He's up for three, and it's good. That'll make your score 19-7 in favor of Shawnee.
The Clemson Army team look impressive so far here, Brownie.
Man, they're tough. There's a reason they're tough.
Yeah. PEG will find Clay Smith. He'll put it up off no good. Rebound by Noah Leonard. Take a middle hook shot off no good. Rebound by O'Neill. But Clay Smith steals away. Blocked from behind by...
Dasani has it. Barker takes it to the elbow and then finds a cutting Elwer. And Basehor is still upset about a non-foul call on the other end. He thought Clay Smith got fouled on a bunny, but Indians had four chances to score it. So
Regan Martin will drive and then be tipped away. Noel Leonard comes up with the ball. He'll fire up to Regan. Oh, good. Derek Judy. Derek Judy will give it over to Petey. Petey will then drive. Now be on the floor. So Derek Judy will mount it underneath. Four left-handed count, Pharmacy, second quarter. Noel Lawrence gets it quick off there. It goes head tap, and Noel Lawrence will pump a shot, ain't good.
Just so. What the Indians need. So, Denke will take it the opposite way for Shawnee. He tries getting it down low to Mengas, but it's swatted out of bounds by Clay Schmidt. So it'll stay Fort Recovery basketball. Denke looks to get it in to Capella on the opposite block, but it is deflected out of bounds by Derek Judy, so they'll try again. Benke gets it into Mangas in the right corner. He lets the drive left. He kicks it out to Elwer. Swings over to Capella, then swings over to Benke. Benke's got it at the top of the key. Swings it over to O'Neal on the left wing. And then gets it to Mangas at the top of the key. Over to Capella. Capella over to Elwer, who then finds Benke again on the left wing. They get over to Mangas, then gets it over to O'Neal. Looks to drive, steps back, pulls up from 17, up off the backboard, no good. Rebounded by Capella, but then stolen away by Derek Judy.
And there'll be a foul on number 5. Capella. Petey Judy will unbound it. 21-19 in the Cal Pharmacy second quarter. Just under 5 minutes to go. Regan Martin will bring on up. He'll hand it off to Derek Judy. Over to Petey Judy. He has the ball top of the key. He gets screened by Miller. He'll use it and fire up a three up and good.
And one. Elwer gets a little close to Petey there and hits him on his way down on the jump shot. And we'll take the end one.
So, 4-point play here for Petey Judy. If he can cash in on this free throw from the Hull Brothers foul line.
And it's up and good. Thank you, Hull Brothers. So, Benke will head the other way. He passes over to O'Neal. Then finds Mengas at about the free throw line. He shoots it from about 10. It's up and no good. Peyton Judy on the rebound is fouled. The foul is on Mengas. It's his first.
The Lima Shawnee coach is not very happy right now. He's fired up. He's thinking, well, Peyton Judy will flop him, but
it looks like a pretty obvious foul to me.
Yeah. PDG has the ball, top of the key. To go middle.
And Petey gets hacked on a jump shot, and they don't call anything.
This is bad. I can't lie. When you have both coaches yelling at their officials,
it's not good.
And Petey just got killed, clearly. Petey Julian drives, fish off to Clay Smith. Clay will pick it up, and he'll put up a block shot. No good. Rebounded by Lima Shawnee.
O'Neal has it. She comes back the other way. Kind of loses it. Gets double-teamed by Judy. Kicks it up to Benke at the top of the key. Gets it back to O'Neal. O'Neal looks inside.
Wow, what a pass.
But he misses it. But that was one heck of a pass by O'Neal. Rebounded by Noah Leonard.
Kind of confused on how that pass got through, but did. I mean, it really went across the whole court.
It was on the line.
Yeah. So Lance will give it over to Petey Judy. Petey will drive baseline, pump a shot, and he'll be blocked. And Noah Lawrence comes up with it. Noah then will go middle, pump a hook shot, no good. Rebound by Lima Shawnee. Taking it the other way. So Benke will give it off And it'll be tipped out or by number...
Capella goes up for the bunny and is fouled by Clay Schmidt, so he'll get two shots. But Shawnee's looking to call a timeout. A 30-second timeout, so we'll take one with him. And be right back for some Kelp Pharmacy second quarter action.
Hi, this is Jerry Kelp of Kelp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kelp Pharmacy is celebrating with discounted heart healthy screenings. Every Tuesday in February, starting at 8 a.m., Kelp Pharmacy of Fort Recovery is offering a $5 lipid panel, including total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL, to help evaluate your risk of heart disease. Registration is required. Pre-register at Kelp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery or call 800-686-2314 today. Kelp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And we're back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. That band sound good tonight, Ryan, as always. As always. So, over the step the line, shoot two for Lima Shawnee. First one. Getting fired up there, and it's good. So, there's Lima Shawnee, a 22-13 lead here in the Kelp Pharmacy second quarter. Over this second, it's up and good. Bounce around a few times, it falls in. To make it 23-13. So Clayton Pearson will inbound it. To get into it, Noah Leonard. It's all the way up top to Regan Martin. Regan will drive middle, dish off to Blaine Kobe. Blaine will pop a shot, and he'll be hacked from behind. He'll be out of bounds, but he'll stay with the Indians. Fort Recovery Indians. Derek Judy will inbound it. Give in to Regan Martin for three. Up and no good. Rebounded by Noah Leonard. Noah then gets off to Blaine Kelly back up top to Clayton Pearson. He'll drive middle, put a shot up and no good. Rebound by Lima Shawnee. Then stolen away by Clayton Pearson. Clayton will get off to Derek Judy. Derek Judy will get a screen by Blaine Kelly. He'll use it and try to hit Blaine on a pick and roll, and he does. He gets it back up top to Derek Judy. Derek Judy and drive just out to Clayton Pearson for three, up and good.
There we go. Big hit by Clayton Pearson. I think it's 23-16. So Benke has it. He then passes up to Menga on the right wing. He finds O'Neal at the top of the key. Back over to Benke on the left wing. They get to take a Perella at the top of the key. Put some threes up and no good. Rebounded by Derek Judy.
Derek Judy and drive up the right side of the floor, and he'll get past his defender. It'll be a kick ball on number 24, O'Neal. Gavin Toby going to check back in for the game for Regan Martin.
Again, this is Ryan Braun, joined alongside Reese Rogers, just in case you just tuned in. We are in our Kelp Pharmacy second quarter, 2 minutes remaining.
23-16 lead, Fort Recovery Indians are down to the Lima Shawnee Indians. Derek Judy on drive, put a shot up and good. Good shot, or good back there by Derek Judy.
So Shawnee will head the opposite way. Benke has it. Gets a screen from Hutchins. But kind of an odd transfer. He gets double teamed off the screen and ends up double dribbling. It'll be a Fort Recovery Indian basketball.
Derek Judy will bring it up here across the timeline with it. Give it over to Clayton Pearson. Clayton will then give it off to Noah Leonard. Noah Leonard's back up top to Blaine Toby all the way around to Gavin Toby. He'll get a screen by Blaine. He'll use it. He'll give it over to Noah Leonard. Over to Clayton Pearson. Clayton will drive off to Blaine Toby, off to Derek Judy. Top and Blaine Toby wide open underneath. A good pass by Noah Leonard.
Beautiful. So Benke will take it up the right-hand side. The Indians get a little momentum going into halftime. You got to love it. So Benke looks to drive baseline. He kicks it out to Hutchins. Hutchins then swings it over to O'Neal at the top of the key. He spins, kicks out to Berkey. Berkey elects not to shoot the three, and he gives it back to Benke. Benke swings it over to Hutchins.
to O'Neal beside the key. He'll shoot it, and it's up and no good. Rebound by Derek Cutie.
Good rebound there for Derek. Derek will bring on up. He'll back it out. 30 seconds left. Guessing Coach Basher is going to want one shot.
Yep, he just told him. And he'll end up getting Benke. He'll attack Benke with a foul, which is 1-1. Indians go to the line. The Hall Brothers foul line. Then we have 24 seconds remaining in our Cal Pharmacy second quarter.
So there goes the sub line 2-1-1. We'll get his first. He'll play another, and he will.
Up and good.
To make it 23, just a
2-point ball game.
Yep. And you get second. It's up and no good. Off the back, by rebound by Noah Leonard. How about that? So one shot. I have a chance to either tie it or take the lead. Going in the half. 14 seconds left. Derek G will drive. Put up a shot and good. So I guess it makes it 23 all in. Glamishani will come down, kick it around. 2 seconds left. Gavin Toby has 1 second left to fire up a half court heave.
Oh, good. Oh, my goodness. He makes it. And he's going to the half with a 3-point lead. That is unbelievable. Gavin Toby from the cheap seat.
Woohoo!
We'll take it. What a shot. Oh, that is phenomenal. Oh, it's like the Indians won the Super Bowl right there or something. Just, everyone's gone insane. Oh, what a way to end a half. So we'll take a short break and be back for our Cooper Farms halftime show.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned HealthMart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with discounted heart healthy screenings. Every Tuesday in February, starting at 8 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a $5 lipid panel, including total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL, to help evaluate your risk of heart disease. Registration is required. Pre-register at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery or call 800-686-2314 today. Kalp Pharmacy HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. 4 generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here on the Cooper Farms Halftime Show. Bryce, moving around, getting a little anxious. But we're back. How about that? After that, wow, Bronny.
That's just unbelievable. What a way to finish out a half by the Indians. Coming out so sluggish.
Like you said, 16-5 first quarter start, and it was just, like you said, a good word to describe it, sluggish. And literally, we did all that without Petey Jeudy on the floor.
And that's
a great thing to see. I mean, I said it to start the second half. We've always had a problem, at least this year, where if Petey Jeudy doesn't score, we're in trouble. And right there, proved me wrong.
Yeah, I mean, it was a pretty fair point, though. I mean, Petey's one heck of a ball player, so. I mean, but just overall, I think Indians started getting some.
I mean, the offense just started flowing, and you saw a good pass from Noah Lawrence to Blaine Toby. You saw the half-court shot. It's not a play ram, but, I mean, a half-court shot put the Indians
with the lead 26-23 going into half. And, I mean, this place, like you said, in, while we were on commercial break, I mean, it looked like the Indians just won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, this place was going insane. I mean, it was just something else. But, I mean, you got to love it. And, you know, just part of the game. But
yep. Going over some stats there, Judy has 5. Petey Judy has 9. Gavin Toby has 3. Clayton Pearson has 3. Clay Smith has 2. Noah Lawrence has 2. And Blaine Toby has 2. So, in the second quarter, Mr. Bayshore had 7 players score. So, I mean, that's a good sign, Bronny, there.
Yeah, I mean, and just like you said, though, with, you know, some good passes by Leonard and whatnot to get us some easy buckets, I think Bayshore, when he pulled that timeout right at the beginning of the second quarter, I think he just straight up told him he wanted to get into his core offense.
Yeah.
And to, you know, just to slow it down, find the big guys, get yourself some easy buckets, then get rolling from there. And, like you said, it got us right back in this ball game with the addition of hitting a couple threes here, you know, here and there. And what a brand new ball game. Gotta love it.
Yeah. And we're going to take another quick break. We'll be back after this here on the Cooper Ferns Halftime Show right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, and I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management position, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Yep. Well, welcome back here to Fort Sight Fieldhouse for our Cooper Farms Halftime Show. Just got a text from Uncle Joe.
Mr. Brun?
Mr. Brun. How about that? Yeah.
He's let me know. Marcus Brun from Coldwater, my cousin, scored 1,000 points tonight. That's pretty cool. He's joining joining an elite crew and Nathan Bruns and Peyton Judy this year. So
I'm this class in the MAC. Nathan Bruns, Marcus Bruns, and Petey Judy to all score 1,000. 3 players in the MAC. I mean, that has to be probably
all in the span of like a month, probably there too.
Yeah,
I mean, that hasn't been long since, you know,
Nathan was first, Petey, then Marcus tonight.
So, yep, just had to give him a little shout out here on FR Radio.
Yeah, so. Okay, it's your cousin.
Yeah. Some family, some love, but looking forward to the second half.
Where is Joe Burns? He's not here tonight.
I'm guessing he's in Coldwater. He shoot me that text. He might have watched Marcus chalk up his thousand, but I don't know. No. Indians need to, I think,
like keep the tempo.
Yeah, keep the tempo, but also continue to
run the
work their core offense.
Yeah.
Because I think that's what worked for him in the second quarter. I don't see why we couldn't keep just rolling with it. So
23-26 here at the Cooper Farms Halftime Show, where we'll enter the Follow Mechanical third quarter. Remember, coming up next week, Tuesday, girls are at Salina. Thursday, Coach Pat, the girls will then travel to New Bremen. And then Friday, the boys will host the Cardinals of New Bremen here at the Fort Sight Fieldhouse. About 3 minutes left here in the Cooper Farms Halftime Show. And Indians are just now coming out of locker room. I mean, Coach Mason's got to be happy, like we've talked about. Just get off that sluggish start, like we said before the first commercial break in the Cooper Farms Halftime Show. Just finally getting to go, especially without PDG.
Yeah, I mean, and Coach Bayshore coaches with so much emotion. Like, you can tell when he's in his lowest of lows, and you can tell when he's at the highest. You know,
he shows emotion all the way around.
Oh, and, I mean, I love it. He lets his players know what he's feeling. And, I mean, he was getting pretty excited towards the end of that second quarter. So,
we'll we'll actually take another break. We'll be back to start the Baller Mechanical third quarter here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio, ending Fort Recovery Indians up 3.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just the same. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
And we're back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Bronny, I'm pretty anxious to see. We've been taught by Coach Goode, first 3 minutes are the most important.
You got to make the third, second half statement. So.
Yeah.
The Shawnee comes right out, and Elwer gets an easy bunny up end to end.
So that makes the Indians lead now to 1. After a Gavin Toby half-court three-pointer to end the second quarter. Clay Smith will come down. He'll put up a shot, rebound by Noah Lawrence, and PD will put up a shot up in no good, rebounded by
the
Indians of Lana Shawnee.
Caprella takes it up the right-hand side. He passes it over to Elwer. He gets it over to Benke. And he'll turn it around the top of the key. Benke swings it over to O'Neal at the top of the key. Swings over to Caprella in the left wing. He puts the three. It's up and in.
It's a deck of player.
He's got a pretty wicked shot.
And makes it 28-26. The Indians of Lima Shawnee take the lead. Derek Cutie will pump a shot up. No good. Rebound by. And it'll be a foul on Derek Cutie. Just a little frustration there. Brownie had missed the layup, and then you foul come down. So.
Being a little too aggressive.
So the Lima Shawnee Indians are on 5-0 run to start here in the third quarter. Follow Mechanical. Third quarter.
He has it. He swings it over to O'Neal, which has been, he's been quiet all night. It's kind of surprising. But he tries throwing it down to Elwer, and it gets tied up between Elwer and Regan Martin. It will be Fort Recovery basketball.
Yeah, like you said, O'Neal has no points here tonight. And I'm going to go over quick stats for the Indians. Derek Judy has 5. PD Judy has 9. Gavin Toby has 3. Pearson has 3. Smith has 2. Lawrence has 2. And Blaine Toby has 2. So that's what's going for the Indians so far. Now we have 5 seconds calling. And like I said, it'll be a 5 second call on Derek Cutie. Not sure what's going on.
They got a wet spot, I guess, down on that corner where Elwer and Martin tied up. So they're going to get that all cleaned up.
And scoring for Lima Shawnee so far, Caprella has 12. Barker has 3. Mingus has 7. And Elwer has 6. That's a scoring for both teams. Oh,
kinds of stuff. Elward goes up for the money, and Leonard says not today and tosses it into the old student section. So Caprella will take it out for Shawnee. He gets it into O'Neal at the top of the key. O'Neal gets it down into Caprella in the post. And he just picks up his pivot foot, so it'll be a travel. It'll be Fort Recovery basketball.
Yeah, can't do that.
So Eric Judy will get it. He'll get it into Clay Schmidt. He'll give it back over to Katie Judy. 28-26. Lamasani has lead over your Fort Recovery Indians here in the Fowler Mechanical third quarter. And be tipped away, and Eric Judy will get it back. Eric picks up his dribble to give it to Clay Schmidt in the left corner. He'll try to get the Noah Larrick away over his head to number five, Caprella, and he'll step out of bounds, so we'll stay with the Indians. Indians got lucky there, Ryan.
Yeah, plays fast out of bounds. Probably 5 extra feet on it than it needed to.
Probably would have led Leonard's out of bounds, but
there's Judy inbound. It gets into Regan Martin. Up no good. Rebound by Oliver of Lamasani.
But Benke picks up the left-hand side. He swings over to O'Neal on the right wing. Gives it back to Benke. Benke swings over to Cabrera on the right wing. He gets it up to Elwer at the top of the key. Then gets to Benke on the left wing. He puts the three. It's up and no good. But rebounded by Clay Schmidt.
Clay will then push up to Derek Judy. Derek Judy will put up a left-hand hook shot. No good. Rebounded by Benke.
And Shawnee will have numbers. Benke passed it off to Menga for the 2-point bucket.
Not much more Pete, you can do there. I mean, that's perfectly executed by Shawnee.
So Derek Judy has the ball. He'll drive. Put the shot. And he'll be fouled. So he'll go to line shooting two.
He'll try to put the Indians on the board here in the third quarter. Lamasani is off to a 7-0 run. Next, we'll have them lead 30-26. There's his first one up. It's good. Gavin Toby's going to check back into the game for Regan Martin. There's his second up and good. The Lamasani will get the ball back. Yeah, up two.
And Benke takes it across the half-court stripe. He then finds Caprella on the right wing. He looks to drive left. Kicks it out to Mengas in the left corner. He puts a three. It's up and good. Johnny on a bit of a run here.
Yeah. A 10-2 run, and the Indians still struggle to score, so go back to Lamasani.
So Benke has it on the left wing. He gets a screen from Elwer. Good hedge by Leonard. And he gets some help from Clay Schmidt, but Schmidt ends up fouling Elwer on the bunny attempt. So send Elwer to the Hall Brothers foul line for two.
A good start here, Bronny, for the Fort Recovery Indians to start the second half.
And we're not wrong there, Reese Bob, and we're halfway through our fun mechanical third quarter. Elwer's first free throw is up and good.
So Knapp will check in for PDG. He's going to see if this squad can pull up another... at least get it close. I think this was the squad that ended the second half.
The Elwer second free throw was up and good. That makes the score 35-28 in favor of Shawnee.
Wasn't this the five that got the Indians back into taking the lead in the second half or second quarter?
I think so.
Clayton Pearson, Grant Canapke, Gavin Toby, Noah Leonard, and Clay Schmidt. Clayton Pearson will pick up his dribble and dish over to Gavin Toby. Gavin Toby will give it back over to CP. Back over to Gavin. The corner to Grant Canapke, up to Gavin. Just pass around the arc. Clay Pearson will hit Clay Schmidt, and he'll put up a 5-footer, and he'll be a foul. So he'll step the line, shooting two at the Hall Brothers foul line.
what he's thinking. I heard a nice smack there.
I did too. So Quaich misses the Thalberg's foul line. First one up is good. Just the Indians only want to score points off free throws this quarter, Brian. That's all we've been doing so far.
Yeah. Not the best way to score them, but we'll take them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no good. Like Brian said, my bad.
Elwer grabs the board.
My bad, reset.
And Benke takes it across the half court straight. Sends it to O'Neal on the right wing. Like we said again, scoreless. He gets it down to Mengas in the short corner, and he travels, so it's going to be Fort Recovery basketball.
Playing till he checks in, replacing Clay Schmitz.
PP will get into Grant Canapke. It goes back over to Clayton Houston. Kane picks up his dribble, gets this off, and right to the hand of Berkey.
Benke.
And he gets an easy left-hand layup.
Yes, sir.
Now a great pass there before Clayton Pearson. So bring it back on up for the Indians. Clayton picks up his dribble, then he'll fire across court over to Grant Canapke. Grant will then find back over Clayton for three, way off.
Way left.
Hustles back. Capella takes it up the right-hand side. Decides to toss it back out to Elwer. Then he gets it over to Benke at the top of the key. Benke then gets it back over to Capella. He fakes, shoots it. Elwer puts up the truth in the top of the key. It's up and good. I think about every one of Shawnee's starters has made a three tonight.
Have they not?
Second half it has been. I think about every one of their starters has one. The Shawnee takes a 40-29 lead, and Coach Bayshore elects to take a timeout during our fun mechanical third quarter. So we're going to take a short break and be right back after this.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians. It's cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
And welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse. For our Fowler Mechanical third quarter, we have 2 minutes and 10 seconds remaining in the third quarter. So Petey Judy has the basketball around the top of the key. He looks to drive right, kicks it over to Leonard, who then finds Toby down low, and Toby is fouled. It'll be on the floor. It's a hold on O'Neal of Shawnee. That'll be his third foul of the ballgame. So Fort Recovery wants to take it out of bounds. Devin Toby finds Peyton Judy in the right corner. He then passes it back to Toby. Toby drives left, kicks it over to Blaine Toby. He'll give it over to Petey Judy. He'll get to Noah. Then lose it. He'll get back, but he'll get to Blaine over Petey for three. Up no good. Rebound by
Mengras.
Pushing up. He goes up for the right-handed layup. It's up and no good, but rebounded by Hutchins. His shot's up and no good. Rebounded by Peyton Judy, and we're heading back the other way.
He will have to go on one break with Blaine Toby. It'll be a blocking foul.
And that is the correct call. And one, Blaine Toby. Gotta love it. Shawnee fans are up to
technical. Technical foul.
So P. Judy. We'll take the two free throws.
Yeah. East. So Blaine Toledo gives one free throw. A foul. It's up and good. And now Petey Giddy will take the two technical free throws. Petey's first technical free throw is up and good. Makes it 33-40. Second one up is no good. Yes, there, Barry just was going to take it anymore. From Lima Shawnee coach. So, Clayton Pearson will come out, and Grant Canapke will sub in for him. Petey Giddy will give it over to Grant Canapke, and he'll have a traveling violation. So he'll go back to Lima Shawnee. 40-33. And he's down here in the Fall Mechanical third quarter.
And Barker will take it up for Shawnee. He finds Hutchins on the right wing. He gets it back to Barker. Barker fakes, shoots a three, and he drives past his defender and tries feeding it to Elwer. And he wasn't paying attention. He goes right through his hands, taken the other way by Peyton Giddy.
Derek Giddy will have the ball. He'll dish off to Blaine Toby, and he'll be blocked from behind from Elwer. That got pinned against the backboard. But Barker has it. He swings it down to Berkey in the corner. He hits the corner three. That'll be his first points of the night for Berkey. The feed you bring on up. Down 10 here in the Fall Mechanical third quarter. Derek Giddy has the ball. They dish off to Blaine Toby. Blaine will give it to Canapke in the corner and try to get into Clay Smith, stolen away.
Hutchins takes it the other way and finds a way to make the left-handed layup. That'll make their score 45-33 in favor of Shawnee.
So Petey Giddy will bring on up. He'll then give it over to Derek Giddy. Then he'll be lost out of his hands, I think. I'm not even sure. There'll be a traveling violation on Lima Shawnee. So, Clay Smith will inbound with 2.3 left in the Fall Mechanical third quarter.
I'd say put in Gavin Toby for the heave. See if he can't make magic happen twice.
Hey, Giddy will fire up the three-course play heave. Oh,
it hits the backboard. It's unbelievable.
But after three, Shawnee up 45-33. We'll be right back. This will be the conclusion of our
Fall Mechanical
third quarter, and we'll be entering our Wrangler Hardware fourth quarter right after this.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Wrangler Ace Hardware is your destination for Milwaukee tools. These heavy-duty products are designed with the most demanding applications in mind. The Milwaukee M18 cordless system works as hard as you do, and now it's a great time to buy. Save $100 instantly on a qualifying M18 kit. Large-piece combo kits are $150 off. Stop by Wrangler Ace Hardware to check out the largest selection of Milwaukee tools in the area and save big money on a qualifying kit. Experience service, selection, and tradition at Wrangler Ace Hardware, located in Fort Recovery.
We're back here at the Portside Fieldhouse entering the Wrangler Hardware fourth quarter. The Lima Shawnee Indians went 22-7 over our Fort Recovery Indians in the Fowler Mechanical third quarter. So we're hoping Wrangler Hardware can give the Indians the boost to pull out victory here tonight. Lima Shawnee will get the first possession, and
Shawnee's going to want a timeout shortly into that possession.
So we'll just keep it here.
We'll just, yeah, that's
front. We've had two timeouts called within the first 20 seconds tonight. It's of a quarter. It's unbelievable.
Coming up next week, Tuesday, girls are at Salina. Thursday, girls will travel to New Bremen. And Friday, the boys will host New Bremen.
No, we need
what?
Recliners up here.
And massage chairs or something.
Yeah. Sure.
Rob would approve of it.
Oh, for sure.
Rob could probably get done, too.
He probably could.
He's a legend.
Yeah, I mean, he could probably walk on water.
Gotta love him. Indians are down 12 here in our Angler Hardware fourth quarter.
Shawnee gets it in to Barker. Barker takes across the half-court stripe. He finds Hutchins on the right wing. Hutchins gets it down to Elward down low. He puts the block in a jump hook. It's up and no good. He gets his own rebound, puts it back up and in.
Indians are now hitting back at not rebounding on the defensive end. It's cost them points here tonight. Regan Martin will fire up a three up and no good. Rebound by Clay Schmidt. It'll be off his hand. And actually be off number 20's hand of the line of Shawnee, which is Hutchins. And it'll be for recovery ball. So Clayton Pearson will inbound into Noah Lawrence. Head tap again, up and no good. Didn't work that time, Bronny. Earlier in the first half.
So Caprella has it. He passes it back to Barker, who takes it off the timeline. He then passes it to Burke in the left wing. He feeds Elward down low. Elward spins over his right shoulder, puts it the left-handed layup.
Good board.
But he gets his board again and tries it again. Does it go in and loses it out of bounds. It'll be recovery basketball.
Gee Louise. Struggling on the defensive board again. And Fort Carrier get back. 47-33. Indians down. Clayton Pearson will give it over to Petey. Back over to Clayton Pearson. And then it'll be tipped out balance. And it will stay with the Indians. So the Indians will get back. Regan Martin. Give it on over to Clay Schmidt, and it'll be tipped out of bounds. There's you will come in for Regan Martin. Clayton Pearson will inbound it. He'll get it into Derek Judy. 6:28 left here in the fourth quarter. Derek will go with Clayton Pearson. Clayton will then get to Clay Schmidt. Clay will go right with it. Dish out to Clayton Pearson for three. Up again. Up no good. Rebound by Lima Shawnee. So Barker will take it the other way. He gets it to Hutchins at the top of the key. Swings it over to Berkey. Berkey looks at the three. Decides not to. Kicks it out to Elward. He puts up the three. It's up and no good. Rebounded by Schmidt. Clay will corral it and he'll get it up to Derek Judy. 5:45 left here in the Wrangler Hardware fourth quarter. And he's passing it out to Noah Lawrence. He'll travel with it. So we go back to Lawrence Shawnee.
A little case of happy peace. That'll be Shawnee basketball.
Brownie, I would have to say, any of them are going to have any chance to come back, it's got to start now. Down 14. Yep.
There's plenty of time to do it.
A little under 6 minutes. I mean, you can't let this time just keep kicking.
We got to find that groove that we found in the second quarter. So
O'Neal has it up top for Shawnee. He drives left, loses it, corralled by Caprella, but he steps out of bounds on the baseline, so it's going to be Indian basketball. So Petey, did you inbound it for the Indians? 29 left, and he's down 47-33 to Lima Shawnee. There, Judy. We'll bring on up across the timeline with it. Tonight he has 7 points so far. And Coach Basil is going to take a timeout. So we'll take one with him here on 4 Recovery Internet Radio.
Langlarie's Hardware is your destination for Milwaukee power tools. We have a huge selection of Milwaukee tools and an experienced sales staff that will gladly take the time to answer all your questions. The Milwaukee M18 cordless system works as hard as you do, and now it's a great time to buy. Save $100 instantly on an M18 fuel drill or fastening kit. If it's a large piece combo kit you're looking for, take advantage of $150 in savings. Stop by Langlarie's Hardware and see one of our sales professionals for details. We are located at the south edge of Fort Recovery on State Route 49.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
And we're back here at the Fordside Fieldhouse. 47-33, our Indians are down. The line with Shawnee. Derek Seedy has the ball. He'll give it over to Clay Schmitz. Schmitz will drive, pull about a 10-footer up, and rolls around and falls for Clay. So we'll make it a 12-point game.
So Benfield has it at the top of the key. Started by Ryan Post.
Hit him. Swings it down to Caprella on the right wing.
Keeps going up the top of the key. Back over to Benke on the left wing.
They get it to Mengros cross court, and he puts up the three. It's up and no good. Rebounded by Noah Leonard.
Good strong board there by Noah. And they'll find Ryan Post up in the corner for three. Up, no good. Rebounded.
Oh, where?
Looks like they're going to call a foul on either.
Actually, they're going to call it on Shawnee. That's probably the right call. I thought they were going to call it on either Schmitz or Leonard.
Yeah, I thought it was on Leonard. The way they acted.
There's Judy one bound it. Get in Petey Judy for three. Fading away, up no good. Rebound by Limer Shawnee O'Neal. And he'll be fouled.
So he'll go. No, it'll be only four fouls on the Indians. So,
like you said, Reese, you got about 4 minutes and 15 seconds remaining in our Wrangler Hardware fourth quarter. And
It's a struggle.
It's time to get to work.
I mean,
so Benke will have it for Shawnee. And he gets it over to Caprella. Caprella finds Ower at the top of the key, who then gets it back to Benke. Benke finds O'Neal at the top of the key. He swings it over to Ower. Ower then gets it over to Mengros. He gets over to O'Neal. He drives left and draws a foul. The foul will be on. It'll be on Ryan Post. It is on the floor. So Shawnee will look to take it out underneath. Benke throws it up top to O'Neal. He saves it. Gets it over to Brella. He drives Euro steps. And I guess he is fouled by Clay Schmitz on the floor. So, Shawnee gets it into Caprella. He then hands it off to Benke. Benke swings over to O'Neal on the right wing. O'Neal still scoreless. He's a pretty good ball player, so Indians are keeping him in line. But they get it down to O'Neal on the post, and he has a nice little handoff to Caprella for two.
So, Indians' Ryan Post will come down and make a three.
Ryan Post, three or count. It looks like they're going to call a hook foul on O'Neal. That'll be his fourth. So that's going to send Clay Schmitz to their line.
Does the basket count?
The basket should count.
Yes, it does. And we'll send Clay Schmitz to the line shooting.
Hey, there we go. Possibly a five-point possession for the Indians league.
It's what they needed.
We're dire need of it.
Clay needs to make both, and he makes the first.
That's it. 10. With three, we got 3 minutes remaining in the ball game.
could end up being a huge play for the Indians and short, but Petey Judy off his hands, and it will go to Lima Shawnee.
He almost had it. I mean, that would have been huge.
Get 6 points.
So Leonard's checked it for a perfect spit.
Wow, they give us the point. What? Wow.
Okay, you can't beat that.
I always thought one of our players tried to save it down there.
Petey, I thought Derek and Petey did.
Both of them touchdown.
I don't know.
He walked.
Derek Petey just took 3 steps towards the bucket without taking a dribble. I don't know how that works.
But Shawnee is going to take a timeout.
What do you think, Reese?
I'll take one with him.
All righty.
So we'll be back after this here in the Wrangler Hardware Fourth Quarter on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
And we're back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse in the Wrangler Hardware fourth quarter. Remember, coming up next week, Coach Patches girls will head to Flina, and then Thursday we'll head to New Bremen, and Friday the boys will host the Cardinals. I really feel like they're the boys of that home stretch, which we saw at the beginning of the season, but it seems like Coach Patches girls are always on the road.
It does kind of seem that way.
Huh. Even though the boys did have a stretch at the beginning of the season where they were on the road almost every game, and this is where their home stretch begins,
which is awesome. I like this.
Yeah.
You can't beat Forsyth Fieldhouse.
Nope.
So Ben Key has it at the top of the key. He swings it over to Mangross on the right wing. He finds Ben Key cutting towards the bucket for an easy layup. That makes the score 52-39 in favor of Shawnee.
So Indians are down 11. Here in the Wrangler Hardware fourth quarter, Petey will drive, put a shot up, no good. Thought he should have been fouled, but no call.
So Elwer gets a rebound. He gives it over to Benke.
There's no point. Bayshore even realized if you're on fight with Derryberry, you're going to be teed up. And Derryberry's not going to listen to it now. And O'Neal, a busted baseline. This was the layup, but rebounded by
Mangus.
By Mangus. That makes it 53-39, Indians. Nia Baskey here, Brownie, to give him a chance. No, Lawrence will find Gavin Toby and be so
Capella.
And wide open for O'Neal. He loses it and
gets it to Mangross. He finishes again. O'Neal must not want a bucket tonight. I don't know.
Hey, I mean, they've came here a few times, and he's been a pretty good player.
I remember playing against him, and he can flat out shoot the basketball, so.
I'll be on the forearm.
I know he's capable.
Ben Key.
I mean, just looking up on the scoreboard without even looking at your stats, Shawnee has Capella with 14, Mangross with 16, and Elwer with 13. I mean, if you got scoring like that, I mean, it's just, I mean, there's something wrong with their defense.
43 points. I mean, those three outscore our 39.
I mean, that's just impressive. I mean, Derek Hughes, first free throw off in good.
I mean, we have to give this Lima Shawnee your credit, though. I mean, that's
a well-rounded basketball.
Yeah, I mean, they got good pieces.
They're firing on all cylinders.
I mean, they got inside pieces, outside pieces, and they're just a good, complete team, and their defense is pretty sound.
So Lima Shawnee gets it back. Mangross has it. He tosses it over to Benke at the top of the key. He's going to get double-teamed.
No, but Petey backs off.
So they have it at O'Neal at the top of the key. Gavin Toby
is trying to foul.
Let's not play the fouling game now.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing. Indians are down 14. Our Indians are down 14 with a minute and 15 seconds left.
And we're having a whole new squad coming in for Lima Shawnee. And
this crowd that Lima Shawnee brought, I mean, heck of a...
They tried
to
well.
Got, yeah, got to give credit to them. I mean, they got a good crowd here tonight, and they're on their feet, giving an ovation to the five starters that just came out of the game, and they played a heck of a ball game tonight at the Forest Dyke Fieldhouse.
And like we mentioned, before this basketball game even started during the... halftime of the JV game, the Shawnee basketball team, varsity basketball team, walked up to Les Johnson and congratulated him on his 1,000th three-pointer he's made.
Yeah, and I mean,
and that's what I said. And they seem like a very respectful team out here. So
yeah, they're not doing anything to run down our throats. They're showing. I mean, they put in their JV team, and especially like you said, when they go there and congratulate a fan. And I to be honest, I've never seen that done before for a varsity team to go over there during. In front of the whole crowd, basically.
Yeah,
especially with a great crowd here at the JV game, just because of the little kid cheer. But that was a very, I mean,
I got a lot of respect for them.
Yep.
When they're not playing our Indians, I'm pulling for them. I really like this team.
Yep,
so.
I'm a fan of them.
So Petey Judy pulls up the three, hits the front end of the rim, no good. Rebounded by Hutchins. He gets it over to Barker, and this probably will end it. And he's going to dribble it up nice and slow. He passes it over to Berkey, and then gets it over to Vermillion. He gets it back to Hutchins, who passes it over to Stoll.
Dunk.
And Petey goes up for a dunk and misses it. And it's rebounded by Berkey. And Barker gets it back. Hutchins has it. He's holding on it.
Gives
it to Berkey. Over to Vermillion. He gets it over to Stoll. He gets it back to Barker. There's 20 seconds remaining in our Wrangler Hardware fourth quarter. It's just running out the point at, or running out the clock at this point. Hutchins has it. Gives it over to Barker. Barker guarded by Gavin Toby. Gavin's guarding him tight. And that will be the conclusion of our ball game with a final score, 57-41, in favor of Shawnee. The Indians will drop to 9-10 on the season, and Shawnee will advance to 17-2. So that'll be the conclusion of our Wrangler Hardware fourth quarter, and we'll be right back after this with the Miracle Lanes post-game show.
Wrangler Ace Hardware is your destination for Milwaukee power tools. We have a huge selection of Milwaukee tools and an experienced sales staff that will gladly take the time to answer all your questions. The Milwaukee M18 cordless system works as hard as you do, and now it's a great time to buy. Save $100 instantly on an M18 fuel drill or fastening kit. If it's a large piece combo kit you're looking for, take advantage of $150 in savings. Stop by Wrangler Ace Hardware and see one of our sales professionals for details. We are located at the south edge of Fort Recovery on State Route 49.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
And we're back here at the Miracle Lanes post-game show. And maybe Coach Bayshore? Maybe. Yes, maybe.
I think you said in this way. It looks like you got a mic hooked up for him?
Yeah.
Yep, he's coming on up. welcome Coach Bayshore. He's sitting down talking with us here.
I don't know, Coach.
Just an all-around kind of tough weekend for us. Two pretty good ball clubs. And what do you have to say about it?
That's the best team on our schedule is Lima. But it's a microcosm of our whole season. When we sit down and we're patient and we run our offense, we went on that 13-0 run at the end of the first quarter, and we were winning at the end of the first half. And we got down 2 or 4, and there's about a 3-minute stretch where everybody went back to doing what they wanted to do. You know, I'm over there looking like an idiot screaming to get people to settle down, and then, you know, we come down the floor, 3 or 4 errant passes for no, I mean, just throwing them basically right to the other team. We missed some bunnies. I mean, it is, I mean, like I said, it's just, that's how it's been all year with us. When we want to sit down and do what we're supposed to do, we're pretty solid. When we don't, it ends up getting away from us.
And I know what you're exactly talking about. I kind of mentioned that to Reese with, I saw, I'm not going to say the play, but I said it was our core offense that we were running toward the end of that second quarter where we hit our little run. It wasn't anything fancy. It was just well executed. I mean, I think Noah found Blaine for that easy bucket there. Derek beat someone off the dribble for an easy layup. I mean,
the crazy thing about it is we went on that run. Our three leading scorers were all out of the game.
Yeah.
And we just sat down and ran the offense, which is like we preach about to our kids. You know, the JVs, there's just a team full of no egos, and they just run the offense, and it works. And it's like,
yeah,
the entire first half, that's what we preached last night, and we couldn't get out of them. We preached it all afternoon today, and we still couldn't get it out of them. And then all of a sudden it worked, and things were great. And then all of a sudden it went back to, okay.
Just,
and it's frustrating. I mean, I know it's hard because you're a near player. You see an opening, and you want to take it. But
I know exactly what you're in.
I mean, so it's hard. I understand that, but that's where we got to be better disciplined at. I mean, not for nothing, but I've said it 1,000 times. If I had $1 million, I'd buy you and Kate an extra year. I mean, and not to get into it, but it's like you guys were the calming force, and we don't have a calming force right now. And that's where missing from our team right now is a calming force to settle down.
Yeah,
and maybe I need to be a little bit more calm, but Bronny, you know me better.
Yeah. Well, like we were saying that earlier. I'm like, Coach, I mean, he coaches with emotion, and I'm a fan of it. I love it. I want to know whether you're happy or you're not, because if you're not getting what you want out of me, I want to fix that. And that's just how I play. And like you said, I can kind of notice we don't have that calming force. And I don't know how many people told me that I was considered the glue. It wasn't like I was an all-star by any means, but I figured that suited me pretty well. So,
well, I'm looking at the scorebook, and at 5 in the first quarter. But then the second quarter, when we did what we were supposed to do, we won that 21-7 over a team that's beaten Marion. They've beaten Coldwater. They've beaten Upper Valley, Scioto, or whatever that team is. They've beaten LCC. They've hung with OG. They're a really good basketball team with skill at every position.
Cool. And isn't that O'Neal supposed to be a pretty good ball player? I don't think he had a bucket tonight. I think three of their players combined for 43, maybe 45 of their points. It was, I mean, that was kind of balanced scoring amongst three guys.
It's
all around impressive.
I mean, thought, like I said, there's just stretches where we've just, I don't know.
It's frustrating.
If someone had to answer for me, they'd be a genius. They could have my job because I just want to see people win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we're talented enough to win, and that's all we want as a staff. I don't care who has the idea. Our kids played hard tonight. Don't mistake in my frustration for that. They played hard tonight against a Division I / Division II basketball team who's been beating everybody that they played that we couldn't beat. So, you know, they beat Wapakoneta, too, pretty easily. So,
and that's how you're able to.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, but our kids played hard. It's just frustrating, those mental lapses.
And especially, it's frustrating to see how well they played towards the end of that second quarter in that, you know, you can't get that out of them more often. And I know we had our strides in that last year, but, I mean, it, like you said, it's
the crazy part about it is we're like, it's right there. Mm-hmm. And it's like, we've preached all day. There's not a world beater in that sectional. If we could just get our stuff together, we could maybe make some noise.
Just like you were talking about, Coach, I mean, coming out off a heck of a shot by Gavin Toby to send you in the locker room with the winning, win the game at that point, then coming out in the third quarter just 22-7, just, I mean, I told this Bronny, I say this game is going to come down to the first 3 minutes of the first, or th-
you must have had third. A bug in the locker room, because that's what I said to them. I said, they're getting over there just getting yelled at. And then they got up. It was still close, you know. It was like 30-28. They went on a little run. We got it back to 2. I even thought when we hit the 3 and then we got the technical foul, you know what I'm saying? Blaine scored. And they got the technical. We had it to 7 and had the ball. And then that's when we started missing a couple shots. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we just couldn't. If we could have scored there and cut it to 5, maybe. You know, we're a team that plays off of emotion so much. We get too high sometimes and too low other times. I mean, it's a work in progress. It's frustrating. I mean, everybody's frustrated, but like I said, we played really hard tonight. The effort was certainly there. We just, a lot of little mistakes, but the effort was certainly there tonight.
Yeah, and we always expect that out of an Indian ball club and, of course, a Coach Bayshore coach team, so.
Well, like I said, we knew it was going to be a tough weekend. We knew we were going to play near perfect to win, and the second quarter we did that, at least the last 3 or 4 minutes of that second quarter.
Mm-hmm. And it was fun to watch.
It's about maintaining that, you know. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, like I said, you know, we only had one kid get the double figures, you know. We had trouble putting the we go through long spurts of trouble putting the ball in the basket, and when you don't play solid defense, you can't go 3 or 4 minutes.
It'll come back to bite you in the rear end at some point. But.
So. Oh, well. You just lace them up, and we got two winnable games left. Two teams I think we're evenly matched against, and New Bremen and Van Buren, but neither one of them is going to make it easy on us. We have senior night next week, so hopefully we can send those guys off with a W.
Van Buren's in Finland, correct?
Yeah, it's a nice where we can go be on a bigger stage, kind of almost like a tournament prep game for us.
It's a pretty sweet environment up there.
So you hope the kids can respond to that.
Yeah, I'm right with you, Coach, but we thank you for coming up here. Hey, if you need a bruiser sometime in practice this week.
Bronny, my door's always open. Oh. If my daughter was 15, 20 years older, you could have her, but
I got the utmost respect for you, Coach.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for joining us.
Yep.
Hey, we'll see you. Oh, what a guy. What a man. So we're going to take a short break and be right back after this.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH MagnaPower batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery, 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolt that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH MagnaPower batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
And we're back here on the Miracle Lane post-game show.
Sorry, I just got a hilarious text. I'm not going to share.
But like we said in the commercial break, Bronnie, I mean, that's a class act by Coach Bayshore coming up here and talking to us after two tough losses. And being the way he was, he didn't throw anyone under the bus. He said, we just didn't play well. And
he gave the game works hard.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't expect anything less out of him. I mean, I had an absolute blast with him last year. And I mean, we were definitely not the best team by any means, but we always had fun and we always worked hard. And that's what he expected. So it was a tough weekend, but like he said, they knew that coming in. Yep. So can't do a whole lot about it. Nope. That's a damn good basketball game.
Yep,
so.
And we're just going to send out from here. Indians lose here tonight, 57-41, and we'll be back Tuesday at Salina. So
this is Ryan Braun,
joined by Reese Rogers. And
hey, thanks
send
for
you
listening.
Out. Yep, here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617 and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more so you and your car.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.